Happy Friday, friends. On today's Locked On NHL, we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins' hot streak, some trouble up in Canada, specifically Edmonton, and look ahead to the full weekend slate of games, plus so much more.
Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Locked On NHL podcast. I am Rachel Donner from Locked On Flyers. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. I'm here with Gil Martin of Locked On Islanders. You can find him on Twitter at IceWarsNYIVSNYR. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. We are free and available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms, and you can watch us over on YouTube. How's it going, Gil?
It's going all right. It's Friday. It's very snowy outside here in New York, and looking forward to a nice weekend and to shoveling out of this.
So, yeah.
How about you?
Well, you know, the Flyers have their own shoveling out to do, but it's not just snow, I'll tell you that. Last night, of course, losing to the Pittsburgh Penguins, that made the Pens streak of winning games at 10, and they're doing pretty good.
They are playing some great hockey right now, and look, you know, here's a team that wasn't healthy to start the season and still managed to get off to a decent start. And now that they're healthy, they are clicking on all cylinders. And boy, Brian Rust has been red hot.
He has. He's got 11 points in the first three games of this brand new year, 7 goals, 4 assists. I certainly saw a lot of that in the game last night against the Flyers. But, you know, that top line of Gensel, Crosby, and Rust just seems unstoppable.
They have great chemistry, and really they do seem very difficult to slow down right now. When that line is clicking, the talent and the way they complement each other, it is very difficult to slow them down.
Yeah, and it also helps them to have probably, you know, almost just as good second line going right now, with Evan Rodriguez centering Danton Heinen and Kasperi Kapanen. And, you know, Rodriguez has been on fire. He got a hat trick recently, and, you know, he scored again in the game last night. And I'm almost terrified to see what happens when Malkin and Jeff Carter check back into the lineup.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the fact that there's more coming can't be comforting to any team in the Metropolitan Division or in the Eastern Conference, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you have to figure that Malkin will slot back in on that second line, but, like, they're doing so well, you almost hate to break it up.
Good problems to have if you're coaching the right. Pittsburgh Penguins, you know. I have too many good players. What do I do now, you know?
Well, you know, the Pens are certainly riding high, and it will be interesting to see if they can keep this going and where they end up in the division standings, you know, over the next little bit. You know, the schedule has been a little wonky for everybody, but right now, you know, they're sitting in fourth place in the division in points and also in point percentage. So that's pretty accurate for them right now. And, you know, who knows, they could catch the Rangers and Caps.
They could, and they are really on the move. It's amazing, though, you know, the Metropolitan Division so deep. You win 10 straight and you're still in fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that speaks volumes about how deep the division is.
Yeah. Let's move over to a game from last night that had a lot of drama around it, the Minnesota Wild against the Boston Bruins. The Bruins had their own little fun story coming up before the game, where some hopes were dashed, I think, partially due to my organization, but we'll get into it. Tuukka Rask signed a PTO with the team, had been practicing with them for a while, but they made it official, and they had sent him down to Providence for some conditioning games. They were supposed to play a back-to-back this weekend against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, of course, the Flyers affiliate. Flyers organization is a mess with COVID, so those games got canceled. I think a lot of Bruins fans were disappointed.
No doubt, and I'm sure Tuukka Rask was disappointed, wanting to, you know, play his way back into game shape or game condition. And, you know, nothing is guaranteed this year. Just because the schedule says there's going to be a game on Saturday doesn't mean there's going to be a game on Saturday anymore. But the good news for Bruins fans is that Rask is on his way back, and that can only help the Boston Bruins.
Yep, and I don't know. I think it's interesting that he's choosing to come back, but, you know, it feels, this is a very weird comparison, but I'm a Broadway person, and there's been, to keep some of the shows going, there's been some actors coming back to perform roles that they haven't in years, just because they know it and can jump right in with, you know, limited rehearsal, and it feels like this is the same thing with Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, I could see that. And yeah, it is. But, you know, just the same way, it's great to see a familiar face in a familiar role. I think Bruins fans will be comforted by seeing a great goalie like Tuukka Rask coming back and hoping that he can recreate some of that old magic.
Exactly. Another part of that Wild Bruins game wasn't so fun, and that was the hit from Trent Frederick on Kirill Kaprizov. And I don't know if you saw the hit, but I could see both arguments about whether or not it was a dirty hit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was a lot of intention to be, you know, to make a dirty hit, but it certainly is walking that line. And the more important thing for the Wild is obviously how long Kaprizov will be out of the lineup, because, you know, they can't afford to lose his production and what he brings to the table for that offense and that team.
Yeah, I do think that's the bigger worry for the Wild right now, you know, especially as, you know, teams in the division are hitting their stride, and, you know, they have to keep up. And, you know, just the same with the Metro division, I think in this division, they're going to have to work really hard to overcome, you know, losing that production. You know, obviously, like you said, we'll have to see how long it'll be before he's back. But yeah, I you know, at least on the upside for them, the Wild have a couple of really great prospects who made their NHL debut in that game, Matt Boldy and Marco Rossi. And Matt Boldy had the game-winning goal.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, because, you know, his family and friends are there. He's from Milford, Massachusetts, so it's like a, you know, to get that goal in sort of a homecoming kind of a game in your NHL debut, that's the stuff that, you know, made for TV melodramas are made of. And it was sort of a great moment for him and for his family. And you like to see that kind of stuff.
You do. And I don't know why, but I especially like those sorts of circumstances when it's the visiting team. Because, you know, you could walk in wearing the opponent's jersey, but it's your kid's jersey, and so nobody can boo you, and it's like, you know, you have a superpower for that game.
Yeah, and you know, look, what are the odds? There's 31 other markets out there, so here's a guy from Massachusetts who gets to make his debut in Boston. You know, odds of that, especially playing for a Western Conference team, are not very great. And yet you get that magic moment because of the way this worked out.
Yeah. Want to talk about one more game from last night real quickly. The Avalanche defeated the Winnipeg Jets 7-1. And the Avalanche scored 7 goals for the 7th time this season. That has to be some sort of mystical thing.
Yeah, there's like the stars are aligning for the Colorado Avalanche, but they are such a talented team with a lot of skilled players. And, you know, look, clearly they know how to put the puck in the net. You know, their first 30 games, 7 goals, 7 times. This is not 1988. This is 2022. So 7 goal games are a lot harder to come by. And really, you know, 5 points for Nathan MacKinnon, a hat trick and an assist for Landeskog. Just a strong overall game for the Avalanche, and they continue to roll right now.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the team on the losing side of that matchup, the Winnipeg Jets, in the next segment. But before we do that, I want to real quickly, because we had another great performance from that Landeskog line with Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. And we've been talking about the Penguins with that top line of with Crosby and Jake Guentzel and Brian Rust. Which of those two lines would you rather have on your team right now?
Oh boy, that is a tough one. You know, I think I'm gonna go with the Penguins line just because they've been so hot lately, and. The way that they are putting the puck in the net, and I like their chemistry. I'll go Pittsburgh, but not by much. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I think my gut wants to go with the Avalanche line just because I think, you know, they're more exciting in a way. And I know Crosby is a very exciting player, but I feel like the Pittsburgh line is a little bit more methodical and just like get her done, which is fine. Like they are doing that, but I think you're going to see more flash from the Avalanche line.
That's fair point. Fair point.
We're going to hear from our friends at Built Bar, and then we'll be talking about the Jets.
All right. So this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. It's the new year, and that means New Year's resolutions. And if yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, they could be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but it gets so boring. By like week 3, you may be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Well, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, and most Built Bars contain just 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. And there's so many flavors to choose from. What's your favorite? I mean, you have coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream. I love the salted caramel. You got mint brownie and so many more. In fact, Built is always coming out with new limited time flavors. So check out Built.com to see what's new. Go to Built.com now and use the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com.
Once again, thanks for making Locked On NHL your first listen every day. We are free and available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. So, Gil, they rescheduled 3 more games in Canada on Wednesday. And, you know, we were talking before the show. It's very clear that there's financial decisions being made here that they want to play games in full arenas where they can get the gate revenue. And, you know, it makes sense, but it's making things logistically very difficult.
Yeah, I understand what they're trying to do. And look, if I owned a business and had that option, I might try to do it also. But they're taking a risk. They're playing with a little bit of fire, because if the projections about Omicron variant are correct, things could get worse before they get better. And then the question becomes, you know, either you end up rescheduling these games and teams are playing, you know, 3 games in 4 nights later in the season, and you may not get that attendance boost on the back end anyway. you know, they're messing around with the schedule and making things more difficult logistically for fans and teams, and it may not benefit them at all, really.
And for the players themselves, it gets them out of their routines and, you know, keeping active, playing actual games as many times in the week. So if I were a player, I'd be wanting to play more, to be honest.
No question. I mean, look, the Islanders just had a 4-game West Coast road trip that included 3 games in Canada, all postponed. They're going 12 days in between games, I think it is. So, and this is maybe the 3rd or 4th time that the Islanders have had that break because of the different COVID outbreaks and postponements and rescheduling. So it just doesn't help any team get into a rhythm and just, yet, like you said, breaks the routine. And for fans, it's frustrating to have all these breaks. I mean, is it better than no hockey at all? Absolutely. But you want to keep things as close to on schedule as you can. And this is a gamble, plain and simple, by the National Hockey League.
Well, the Winnipeg Jets are thinking about a different kind of gamble. Elliot Friedman reported on Thursday night that they had sent out a survey to their season ticket holders on the possible option of having some home games in Saskatoon. So there's attendance restrictions right now in place in Manitoba, which is why they can't play their home games there right now. But Saskatoon does not have those restrictions. They have a 15,000-seat arena, and that would be very intriguing.
It would be. And, you know, Saskatoon, they were at one point, you got to go way back, there were rumors that the St. Louis Blues were going to move there. So it's not like, you know, that was back in around 1980, I think. But, you know, The problem is, if you're from Winnipeg, you got to travel 400 or 500 miles to get to Saskatoon. So it's not like it's just around the corner.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's why they sent out a survey, because they weren't going to just do it without, you know, finding out what the temperature of the fan base is.
But yeah, and, you know, it may be a choice for some of those fans to make that trip or to not be able to attend the game at all because, you know, of the limitations on attendance. And look, to the credit of the league, they're trying to think of different ways to get these games in front of as many fans as they can. But, you know, you think about that distance, you know, that puts you further, like that's a further drive than like New York to Washington, D.C. I mean, it's not close.
It is not. It reminds me of that Sudbury Thunder Bay combo that was talked about as an NHL market.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah. All right, moving a little further west in Canada to Alberta, and specifically the city of Edmonton. Man, things are not going well for the Oilers after coming out to a really strong start this season. Since December 1st, the Oilers are 3-9-2. Coach Tippett lost his last 11 games behind the bench. The 2 wins the Oilers had were while he was in COVID protocol.
Yeah, that's not a good look for a coach. No question about that. I mean, you know, the thing about the Oilers, they are such a dynamic team. They're fun to watch, but I'm still not sold on their overall team defense and the lack of consistency that they have. You know, the most goal scorers in this league tend to be streaky, and when you get a bunch of your goal scorers having a slump at the same time and a team that isn't as reliable defensively, that's when you have situations where your team loses. You know, he wins 3 out of 15 games. You get a situation like that when everybody slumps at the same time.
Yeah, and you're spot on in terms of their blue line. It leaves a lot to be desired right now. And then, you know, on the front end, when most of your scoring is Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but you're dried up elsewhere, it's going to be tough. And It's hard because the underlying numbers actually don't look that bad in some cases, but I think those two are inflating some of those stats.
Yeah, no question. And you need a little more depth throughout the lineup as well. You can't just rely on one or two guys as good as those two are. I mean, there's no better or more productive duo in the league over the long haul than those two. But at the same time, especially with COVID and all the other things, like, you need more depth because your taxi squad guys are going to play. A lot of your AHL guys are going to be called on to play. And if they can't provide supplementary scoring and your blue line and your goaltending is not reliable, you're going to slump.
Yeah, you know, right now they are averaging 2.57 goals per game while allowing 3.71 goals against per game in that December to now stretch, and that's just not going to cut it. Emily Kaplan over at ESPN suggested that Ken Holland is starting to think about a coaching change, and she pointed out that in all the time he spent in Detroit, he never made an in-season coaching change. So this would be new for him.
It would be, and you know, the you sort of look for that sweet spot as to, you don't want to panic, you don't want to upset the apple cart, but you don't want to wait too long to make a change if you feel like the coach has lost the locker room. So you want to save this season, but you know, you also got to think long term. It's a balancing act. It wouldn't surprise me to see a change if this slump lasts a few more games, though.
Yeah, and Dave Tippett is in the last year of his contract, so I would surmise that if they don't make an in-season coaching change and the Oilers sputter out at the end of the season or in the playoffs, he will definitely not be returning for next year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to sign him to a new contract. You don't even have to fire him. You just don't sign him to a new deal. It's clean. There's no money to be paid on the back end, but it does give him the rest of the season to sort of straighten it out.
Yeah, and it also would give them the opportunity to look at the fuller pool of head coaches available with who potentially gets fired. I don't know if you want to hire Alain Vigneault, Oilers, but he's certainly available.
Again?
All right, well, I'm not sure I'd want to put money on whether or not he gets fired because, I don't know, that's kind of mean. But if you do want to make sports bets, BetOnline is the perfect place to do it. And BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue the march to the football playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year, and they've got a new updated desktop and mobile website. So sign up today, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football to basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino game, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Gil, looking ahead to this weekend's games, it's actually a pretty good couple of days coming up.
Yeah, lots of good games to look forward to this weekend. I like some of these matchups. And, you know, some are traditional, some are, you know, East versus West, but there should be some exciting games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm especially excited about tonight. We've got Calgary against Carolina and then Washington against St. Louis. Like, what a couple of games there. I think they could both be very exciting.
Absolutely. And yeah, those are good matchups between some good teams. And, you know, I like some of those East-West games. They don't happen all that often. You know, you play each team from the other conference twice in the season, once home, once away. But sometimes those matchups are just fun, you know. They're not traditional, but they're good.
It also makes you think about potential Stanley Cup final matchups. Not that either of those will happen, but, you know, Washington versus St. Louis is definitely possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that, you know, St. Louis was one of the victims of the Pittsburgh Penguins in their streak, and they'll be looking to come back from that. And, you know, Washington is trying to claw its way up to being above Carolina in those standings. So they'll want to be ready for this one.
No question about it. And it should make for some very entertaining hockey.
Saturday has a great lineup as well. You've got Pittsburgh at Dallas in the afternoon, and then just a great run of games for the rest of the day. I think I'm personally most excited about Toronto at Colorado. I think, you know, with the offensive firepower on both of those teams, I'm expecting a lot of goals, which is always fun.
Yeah, and I was going to say, take the over, you know.
Yeah. Definitely go to bet online and take the over on that one. And then Florida Carolina is turning into a tremendous rivalry.
It is. And, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes, to me, they're such a good team, and they don't get a lot of attention from the national media. And I think both of these teams sort of fit into that category. And if you want to see a very entertaining hockey game Saturday night at 7 o'clock, two good teams that don't get a lot of attention that they probably do deserve. Florida, Carolina, that's a good one.
And besides that, we've got Boston at Tampa and the Caps at the Wild. So all pretty strong teams.
Yeah, and it should be, you know, Boston at Tampa, that's a nice division rivalry game. And you know, the Lightning – at home, tough to beat, and it should be a really good hockey game. And the Capitals, again, you know, they're getting overshadowed a little bit by Pittsburgh's hot streak and Carolina playing so well, but quietly, they've only lost six games all year in regulation anyway.
Yeah, that is frightening, but impressive at the same time. The power rankings obviously got discussed in detail on yesterday's Locked On NHL, but always like to touch on them a little bit on the Friday show, you know, just to, you know, be able to fight for those teams that deserve better and maybe, you know, see if there's any teams that should be lower in the rankings. Do you have any complaints about the rankings?
Well, you know, my Islanders are 29th. I have to start there. You know, they are 5-2-4 in their last 11 games. I'm not saying they should be in the top 10 by any stretch of the imagination, but I do see them as, you know, more in the low 20s than in 29th. So I would start there. And I think Dallas at 18 might be a little bit too low as well. How about you?
You know, I've got no complaints about where the Flyers are. They're not doing well, and they're in the 25 spot. Seems about right. I think I would maybe want the Avalanche a little bit higher. They did not move and are in the 8th spot. And, you know, we just talked about the Oilers and the problems they're having. They only dropped 2 spots down to 13. I might think about that, especially because the Penguins are currently below them in the power rankings. At least flip-flop those two teams for now.
Yeah, and here are the Penguins on a 10-game winning streak, and they're 14th, and they stayed at 14th. What do they have to do to move up? I mean, like, I think the Penguins probably belong a little bit higher on this list as well.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Gil, you'll be back Monday with your show, checking in on the NHL teams with hosts from around the Locked On NHL crew. What else you got going on?
Well, the Islanders don't play until next Thursday, hopefully. So a little quiet around here, but I'll have a lot to talk about based on what's happening this weekend, and we'll have the experts in to talk about the biggest stories from around the league. How about you? What do you have for the weekend?
Well, we'll see if the Flyers game against the Sharks happens on Saturday based on some COVID issues the Flyers are having in. But we'll be back Monday to talk about that game if it indeed happened. And the two of us will be back next Friday to recap the week that was, look ahead to next weekend's slate of games, and so much more. Thanks once again for making us your first listen today. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Take care.